Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is time to ready, steady, learn. Good morning to you, and thanks for coming in to see us. I'm going to get this name wrong, so perhaps you could tell me the correct way to pronounce your name.
Hi, I'm Ramona Jaffe-Pekan.
Ramona
Jaffe-Pekan.
Jaffe-Pekan?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, where's that name from?
It's originally from Persia, so it's Iranian
cool,
name.
Cool. That's a cool name. And now you're a lecturer at the Graduate School of Management, the Business School here at Auckland University.
Yes.
And we're going to talk today about something really interesting. We're going to talk about how cherry picking undermines sustainability reporting. What does that even mean?
Okay, so cherry picking means that, okay, if you have a framework and set of indicators that you're supposed to report, because the sustainability reporting is voluntary at the moment, so you can just be free to pick whatever indicators you like or can help your companies look better.
So sustainability meaning like
doing
the right things for your staff or for the environment or for the world or what?
So it has three perspectives. So it's economy, environmental, and social. So it's both like to care about your staff and society and also at the same time for the environment.
So it's basically you get that right and you look good in front of everyone, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's voluntary, you say?
Yes, it is.
So
are you saying
there's people fiddling the books?
I wouldn't say that. Yeah, they do it on purpose. Sometimes maybe it's because that they want to look better.
You think?
Or yes, because I looked at the indicators that were reported most commonly, and so if you look at the type of the indicators, you would see that most of them are like positive or neutral types of indicators rather
like
than negative.
What sort of things? What sort of indicators? What?
Oh, okay. So, for example, in the most commonly reported indicators, we have green gas emission. Which is, we expect that all the companies should report that.
If you're a company, you would be active, yeah, a good company, a real genuine good company that was trying to do good.
Yes.
Would report that, would be working hard to make sure that the greenhouse and those gas emissions were down. High emissions. I know that the government mentioned today that they're going to be focusing on high emissions.
Yes.
In the upcoming year or so. For New Zealanders, high emissions to be dropped down substantially.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're a company, it looks good for you to be able to be doing that, doesn't it? Because it looks like
you care
about your environment, that you're making money from it, essentially.
Yeah. Yes, that's correct. But on the other side, we saw that one of the indicators that have been reported least frequently was reduction in green gas emissions.
Oh.
So you can see like the difference between the types of the message that you're saying to your stakeholders so I report green gas emission, but at the same time, I didn't say anything about, okay, how big it is, how bad it is. Is it like worse than last year or is it better? So.
Yeah, I see. And what other indicators have you come across? What sort of things?
The thing is that I was looking at the World Benchmark database that we have that database on the Global Reporting Initiatives. And Global Reporting Initiative is this framework that has a set of standards. So we focus on those standards. And we looked at the report of the companies that they said they're going to follow that standard and see which type of indicators they picked to report.
The standards of what sort of companies internationally? What any names we'd recognize?
Oh yeah, definitely. For example, BHP in South Africa is one of those that they just have the sustainability report. And then for some particular companies, this type of sustainability reporting is mandatory. So it was very obvious that for those countries that it was mandatory, we see maybe like a more comprehensive type of reporting than the other
more careful
countries. Yes. Or at least they try to just cover those areas that they were supposed to because they were like a limit number.
Is it a factor? Should we just assume that all companies are dodgy?
I wouldn't say that, but yeah, because we came up in this study, we came up with some possible explanation that why companies didn't report all those indicators. One of the reasons was just like greenwashing, and you just report those easy indicators or positive or neutral. But at the other side, it may be just simply because those indicators are very difficult to measure. For example, one of them is like the effect that you have.
Yeah, but you're a massive company. It's not that difficult to measure, surely.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, but I have to mention something that in our sample, we have three sizes of companies. So we had large companies and medium and small.
Okay, and from all over the world?
Yes.
Now, do we... It's not mandatory to make these reports in New Zealand?
No, it is not.
Why not?
I don't know, actually, why.
I'm right.
Because, because we saw that it really worked in other parts of the world that they did mandate these reports. So maybe the next step is to try to just at least have a minimum framework that mandates companies to report.
Yep. Now, what's the in your eyes, what is the most the truest reporting and the best example that if New Zealand was going to go mandatory or if New Zealand was going to follow an example of another country, the way that they ask their businesses and corporations to report, where should we look at?
So in this study, we found that majority of the countries in Europe, they have a very good level of sustainability reporting. But I should just emphasize one thing, and is that in this study, we only look at if the companies report or not. But we didn't look at what they report in their indicators. Because maybe they just generally say that we care about this or we managed to do this.
It's really easy just to hide things and just you know, to put a headline, put a bullet point there and people just browse past it, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, what about, is this more important nowadays because... everyone outside of the general population cares more about it? Are there more watchdogs? Are there more people who are checking to make sure that all these reports are correct? And because we're at a stage now where we realise that it can be very beneficial for companies to report a certain way as you say, to cherry pick.
Yes.
You know, what makes them look sustainable how their actions are keeping the world healthy.
Yes,
you know, are there lots of watchdogs and people in place now whose job it is to sort of hunt them down if they're not doing it right?
We have the third party
to pick out the liars.
Yes, we have third party auditing, and most of these companies that they published on this particular database, their reports were audited by the third party. Most of the times it was GRI itself. But I wouldn't say that all of them has third-party auditors. So.
Right. And so, what do we learn? What do we as New Zealanders learn? What do you teach at the business school in regards to this? Like, what can we learn if we're at school here?
Okay, so
about cherry picking.
For the Graduate School of Management, we have the one course in management accounting that we included sustainability as well.
Right.
So we teach students about the sustainability, what it means, what are the sustainability reportings, and what frameworks exist. So hopefully it's like the first steps to just increase the people's knowledge about sustainability and why it's important.
Cool. Hey, Dr. Ramona. Shepherdcan. I was so caught up in the sustainability. I forgot the Shepherdcan. Hey, thank you very much for coming to talk to us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Ready, steady, learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.